Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, specializing in bathroom projects large and small. Photo galleries at callmosby.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio, this is St. Louis on the Air. I'm Kate Grumke, in for Elaine Shaw. St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education fired Superintendent Millicent Borishade last Friday. Borishade served in the role for just over a year and previously served as Deputy Superintendent and Chief of Schools. STLPR's Hiba Ahmed was at the district's downtown office when the news broke, and she spoke to Borishade immediately after the meeting.
What did they say to you?
Today is your last day. You are terminated.
And there was no conversations around maybe?
There was no conversation.
Hiba joins us now with more information on what happened and what's next for Borishade and St. Louis Public Schools. Hiba, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Hiba, was this a surprise?
A little bit, yes. We weren't expecting the special closed meeting on Friday morning, but you know, it was posted on the agenda. I got a tip, and that's how we kind of learned that, you know, there was a personnel and legal matter going on, and that usually signals that somebody is about to lose their job or there's about to be some sort of leadership change. Head down to the downtown office, and I was there pretty much all day waiting for an announcement, but we later learned after Borishade actually came and talked to myself and another reporter that she had been terminated without cause by the board.
And so what have you been able to glean about why she was fired by the school board?
Yeah, so the board hasn't released any sort of official reason for this, and it's possible that they won't. There is a press conference at 2 p.m. today, and usually they don't comment on personnel matters. But the thing is that when I spoke to a lot of the school board members when they were running for this board back in the spring, many of them had concerns around Borishade's leadership. We should say that, you know, she was serving as chief of schools when she first joined SLPS back in 2023. Then she became deputy superintendent. She was brought over by former Superintendent Keisha Scarlett, who was later fired by a previous iteration of the school board for alleged misuse of, you know, public funds and breaking hiring protocols in the district. So there was always a little bit of trust issue there, I think, among the board members. They brought that up when I talked to them ahead of those elections. But, you know, since they were elected, they seem to put forward a pretty united front between the district superintendent and the new board. So in that way, it is a bit of a surprise that, you know, that they took this action on Friday.
And the timing is a little interesting with this, too, right? Mm-hmm. Did she become the superintendent right before all those new people came
in? Correct, yes. Yeah. So the previous iteration of the board did install Borishade in a permanent role as the district superintendent had offered her a contract. So she was supposed to be working with the district for years to come. And so it's a little, the timing is very tricky, but yeah, it's confusing as to why they took this action on Friday.
And what do we know about how board members felt about this? Were they united in this decision to fire Borishade?
Yeah, so as we know right now is that the board voted 6-0 to fire Borishade. However, board member Ben Conover got in touch with me on Friday after the board vote to share that he says that the board president, Karen Collins Adams, and board vice president, Emily Hubbard, intentionally delayed the vote so that he couldn't be there to vote against the board's decision to fire Borishade. So he would have been the one person who would have voted against her being fired. He says that he had to leave. He had to teach at noon. He says the leadership knew that was the case. When I asked Hubbard for comments, she denied Conover's claims, and President Collins Adams couldn't be reached for comment at the time.
So who is going to be leading St. Louis Public Schools for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, so that's Myra Berry. She is now the interim superintendent. She's actually the person who's going to be speaking at the press conference at 2 o'clock. But, you know, she's been with the district for over two decades. Most recently, she was serving as the interim chief of human resources. She's been a special education teacher. She's been the person who teaches, trains a lot of the teachers in the school district. So she's, you know, been in St. Louis for a long time, which is a change compared to the leadership the district has seen over the last couple of years. Again, Scarlett was not from St. Louis, and Borishade is also not from St. Louis.
And is there something that we might be able to learn from what past interim SLPS superintendent appointments have been?
You know, the district has gone through a lot of leadership turnover just in the last few years. I think this will now be the fifth superintendent for the district since former Superintendent Kelvin Adams retired in 2022. So, you know, usually what we've seen with interim roles is that they will sometimes go for the permanent position if the school board opens it up for like a national or regional search. But in this case, for example, in Borchardt, they decided that, you know what, she's been doing a good job and we wanted to just go ahead and move forward and install her as a permanent leader. I remember at the time, you know, former school board member Matt Davis said that, you know, we knew that she was running the school district behind the scenes when Scarlett was the leader of the district. So they felt really confident in her leadership at the time, and that's why they moved forward with having her as a superintendent. But according to a statement released by the district on Friday, it does seem like the board is going to move forward with some sort of search. I don't know if it's going to be regional or national, but that's something that maybe they'll share in the presserette too.
And I want to talk about the context for St. Louis Public Schools that this firing is taking place in. So before this happened on Friday, you were preparing for a very different story today. So tell me what else is going on in the district.
Man, yeah. So the district is readying itself to possibly close schools. So this is a conversation that has been happening for years at this point. But the district, you know, released a preliminary report in July that suggested closing over half of the district schools. So that would be a really major consolidation for, you know, this major American, you know, public school system, right? So there was supposed to be a session this evening to restart some of the conversations about school closures to help inform the community about what the district is trying to do, the next steps. But that was also canceled on Friday. So we don't really know when those sessions are going to restart. We really don't know when the district is going to begin. Originally, the proposal was to close schools beginning next school year. But I'm not exactly sure where we stand with that timeline.
Yeah, that's a lot to do at once for
right.
a school district.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in the less than 3 years since Kelvin Adams' retirement, that was December 2022, mm-hmm. Myra Berry now becomes the fourth superintendent to lead the district. What do you think that says about what's going on in this school district?
You know, I mean, it's a school district that has faced a lot of leadership turnover in recent years, but it is a school district that is dealing with a lot of the pressures that many school districts are dealing with across our region, but even the nation. You know, we have the challenge of declining student enrollment due to dropping child birth rates, you know, a lot of migration that happens within our region. A lot of families will take their kids, once they're about school age, out to the county or even out to St. Charles County. You know, there are always kind of these bigger national pressures around, you know, what is the future of public education in this country with the expansion of charter schools or funding for charter schools or funding for private school vouchers. So there, you know, this district is not, you know, immune to a lot of those pressures. But it is still a school district where learning is happening. You know, teachers continue to show up for their kids and families show up for their kids. And but, you know, it's concerning to see that the turnover in leadership, you know, carries on.
So what are the major questions that you want answers to in the next few days?
Oh, yeah. So I would love to know why Borchardt was fired without cause. And I would like to see whether or not there is additional leadership turnover. You know, when a superintendent comes in to a school district, they usually hire or bring on new cabinet level people. So these are the director of transportation, the chief of operations. So are those folks going to kind of stay in their positions to help provide some stability for the district? And then I'm curious to hear, you know, what the board kind of signals to the community about what this leadership turnover means for their school district. You know, there's also a lot of concerns around possible intervention from the state, even though nothing has been confirmed. But, you know, I want to see some answers, hopefully, today and the coming days ahead.
Hiba Ahmed is STLPR's education reporter. You can find more of her reporting on this story on our website right now, stlpr.org.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.